I want to talk to Senator Mike Patton, Republican of Spokane Valley, the ranking member of Washington State Senate Law and Justice Committee. Senator, welcome back.
Always good to be with you, Lars.
So tell me about this. We have unconstitutional laws that are getting in the way of immigration enforcement, at least in the state of Washington. Is that the case you'd make?
Well, it is, until earlier this week, when Inslee and Ferguson both stipulated that the law should not be enforced. But I've been trying to get it repealed ever since it passed. And, of course, along with the other Senate Republicans, opposed the bill to begin with, which basically said the federal government couldn't use private prisons for their immigration policy. Clearly unconstitutional. Clearly the federal government has its say over immigration policy. And, the left likes to get its ideology interfering with the Constitution, and that's what happened here.
And this was, to make it specific, about the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma, which is run by or operated, owned by a private entity, but then used by the federal government. Why did anybody at the state level, other than their ideology, think that they had the right to tell the federal government, you can't rent space to lock up illegal aliens as you prepare to deport them?
Yeah, that's because, and this passed the House 76-21 and the Senate 28-21, strictly party line vote. I think that's because they like open borders, Lars, and they don't want any federal immigration policy that restricts the entry into our country.
Well, and yet you've got Ferguson, who's now running for, he wants to run as the Democrat candidate for governor of Washington, and he's supposed to be a lawyer. Shouldn't it have been pretty clear to him that the state can't tell the federal government you're not allowed to use a facility in our state for the purposes of whatever it is you're doing, whether it's the Navy or the ICE or CBP or any other federal agency? He should have known that, and he should have said so up front, shouldn't he?
Absolutely, in my opinion, and would have saved a lot of litigation time and cost to the state in dealing with this, and he ended up stipulating to that fact anyway here just earlier this week.
Well, it ought to be a great question to ask candidate Ferguson as he runs for governor. You know, why did you ever sign off on this? Why didn't you go to the legislature and say, don't pass this law? It's not legal. It's going to get thrown out. Except for, as you said, they have this ideology. They love open borders. And they say, well, it'll be in the way of the federal government enforcing the law until it gets thrown out by the court. So it'll work for a while.
Right. And the other thing, they have an animus against any private prisons being operated. This was very clear. Why did Inslee sign the bill? I mean, there's another question on back in 2021. None of this really made any sense to me, but they didn't want to follow the law. Like I said, they wanted to follow their ideology.
Well, is there any indication, just to put that question out there, is there any indication that the Northwest Detention Center was run in a way that wasn't run well because it was run by a private company instead of people who draw a paycheck from the public treasury? Any indication of that?
Well, they would come back and say there was some question on pay. There is some litigation pending, which they are appealing, in which a jury ruled against them. But I don't think there's anything definitive. And I think, obviously, on the appeal, the group, the private prison company, I think has a good chance of winning.
Well, yeah, and the question on pay, was that about the one where they wanted them to pay the illegal aliens while they were in custody if they did any kind of work and they had to pay them at state minimum wage, or was that a different issue?
You know, I'm not 100% sure on that, Lars. I don't want to give you any wrong information.
Well, so I guess one of the things I always wonder about when I see a state law that gets challenged successfully in court is whether or not the legislature has legislative counsel, a few lawyers sitting around that they can run things past so the lawyers can say to them, this is a bad idea, we're going to end up in court and we're going to lose. Does the legislature still do that?
Oh, yeah. There's all sorts of attorneys that are there to represent the legislature, each caucus. The four caucuses have their own attorneys, and then there's attorneys that are committee staff attorneys that are nonpartisan, and then the, of course, attorney general sitting there with more attorneys than anybody in the state. So there was plenty of legal advice. Our advice from our attorneys was very clear that this was not constitutional. And, you know, the Ninth Circuit ruled the same way in a case in California, and that's what's led to this stipulation. But it's been the same way all the way along. It wasn't a district court being overturned by the entire Ninth Circuit. From the get-go, they felt this was unconstitutional, the courts.
Well, I got to tell you something. One of the things I think would fix that, I'm willing to bet that if I went and asked for the legal opinion that was given to the people who wrote this bill and got it passed, they'd say, no, that's protected by attorney-client privilege. And, Senator, if there's one of the things I'd love to see change is when the citizens are told that when legislators who we are paying take a lawyer who we are paying and get opinions from him about passing laws that affect the citizens are effectively the clients of that lawyer, and that state lawmakers or public officials like Inslee or Ferguson have no right to say, oh, you're not allowed to see this, you're not the client. I think we very much are the client. Is there any way to get that changed?
Well, I think it'd be a great to do that, and I agree with you, Lars. I mean, the taxpayers are paying the bills, and, you know, and of course, the different attorneys maybe have different opinions, but that all should be part of the public record.
And I'm almost willing to bet, Senator, that they probably wrote a CYA memo where they said, well, you're probably going to get challenged. You may lose in federal court, but go ahead and do it. I have copies of memos like that written to school boards and the rest where they say, well, you're probably breaking the law, but until you get sued in court, you can go ahead and do it, and then you can decide whether or not you want to spend more of the public's money. I mean, literally, there are lawyers who will do that because they don't want to leave their rear end hanging out there. That is Senator Mike Patton, Republican of Spokane Valley, who's the ranking member of Washington State Senate Law and Justice Committee.